Proverbs 1:5 says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." Now, it's important to follow that verse, and it has two sections. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. That's all about your attitude. You should desire to hear the truth and to increase your learning. But the second part of that verse is your approach. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. If you're hearing and increase your learning and you're taking in knowledge and information, but you're not attaining unto wise counsels, then it's really destructive and it's not beneficial behavior. So let's look at that second part of the verse. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Paul in 1 Corinthians 14:20 said, "Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men." In other words, you have to be an adult about this. You have to be mature and intelligent about this. Attain unto wise counsels. Now, how do you do that? Well, there's a thing in the church called elders. 1 Peter 5:1 through 3, we're told, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof." And I'm not going to finish that. I just wanted to point out that fact that we have elders. I'm just going to tell you, I didn't want to be a pastor even when I started Bible Believers Fellowship. I wanted to serve under an elder. But I found it very difficult to serve under an elder that really believed the Bible and was faithful to the Word of God. And the Lord taught me a lot in 15 years, and that's when we started BBF. But along that way, what I found, instead of a man, I did find men who are in the ministry that I didn't know really personally. I met some of them, but I found men that taught the Word faithfully, taught sound doctrine. I found them to be biblical. And I knew other people who had followed them and listened to them, and they were very biblical. And so they became my elders by means of their cassette tapes. That's how old I am. Then also books and booklets and such. And then in their writings, they recommended people. And so the number of elders that I was able to access, attaining unto wise counsels, expanded really into the dozens at least. And that really is what this is saying to us today. You hear these guys that say, "Oh, the Bible only read the Bible." That's not wise counsel. God knew that we needed counsel from the Scriptures, taught by elders, and that's why he gave us elders. And whether they're verbally saying it to you, or you're watching it on a video or listening on audio, or reading it in a book that they have put in print, it's the same thing. So ignore that unwise counsel. I say make books one of your best friends. You need to find an elder. You pray about it with patience. Find an elder and elders, plural, preferably. Seek their counsel. And seek their counsel on other teachers and authors, their recommendations, and make the book and books your closest companions in these days, and you'll fulfill Proverbs 1:5. And it all begins by knowing Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:20 says, "And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Jesus Christ is wisdom incarnate. So knowing Jesus is knowing wisdom, and knowing wisdom is knowing Jesus.